This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A cyclist was taken to the hospital Tuesday after being hit by a vehicle at 3rd and Lincoln in downtown Steamboat Springs. Sergeant Braxton Shirley with Steamboat Springs Police says the driver of the vehicle had the green light and stayed on scene until being released. Sergeant Shirley says the cyclist has serious injuries but nothing life-threatening. No citations were issued. Here's Steamboat Springs Police Commander Rich Brown.
Now is the time when we see more pedestrian traffic, more people on bicycles, and we want to avoid any conflicts between those users. As a bicyclist, you're required to follow all of the rules of the road anytime you're traveling on public roadways.
Tuesday was the ribbon cutting for the new City Hall and Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue and Civic Plaza. It's on 10th Street between Lincoln and Oak. The City Hall building has over 15,000 square feet. And the fire rescue station has over 18,000 square feet with large bays. Here is City Manager Tom Leeson.
This is just a momentous day. This has been a project for 2 years with lots of sweat and tears, an enormous effort by lots of people. It's great for the city, it's great for the community, and I'm really glad that we were able to have such a great turnout and have everybody appreciate these great assets for the city.
Construction began on the building back in June of 2023. The building replaces the previous city building that was 60 years old. Local veterans will be taking the flags off of the veterans' graves at the Steamboat Cemetery today for those who'd like to help. Colorado Cattlemen's Association has issued a press release about wolf attacks in Northwest Colorado that happened during the day in Pitkin County at 3 different ranches. The release says 2 calves are dead, others are injured. They say it was 3 wolves from the Copper Creek pack, which was out of Grand County, that did it. The parents and pups had been captured after multiple livestock were killed there, but they were re-released by Colorado Parks and Wildlife in Pitkin County in January. Tonight's the last event in the Town Challenge River Race Series. It's the town run from Fetcher Park to the D-Hole. Find out more at townchallenge.com. Then on Thursday, the 45th annual Yampa River Festival starts and runs through Sunday. The main event is all day Saturday at the C-Hole Bud Werner Memorial Library. The Free Summer Music Fest is at Snow Bowl tonight. The Bluegrass Band is picking on the dead. They'll take the stage around 6:30 right after Harvey's Huddle. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com or KREIradio.com, where the locals go for news.